Maseches Kilayim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes, 9-9. The previous Mishnah had said that for something to be shatnes midoraisa, you have to have threads of wool that were combed and spun, and threads of linen that were combed and spun, and then weave them together. And that would be shatnes midoraisa, and that's how the Bartner's preferred pshat is based on the Rush. Now, our Mishnah will give four different cases, which for different reasons do not meet all the requirements of that, and therefore they're only usar midrabban. At least I'll explain it that way. Now, I'll confess that I'm really unfamiliar with the weaving process and textiles in general, and these cases are all quite technical. So if you have experience with the stuff and have insight into what's actually going on, please let me know privately, and I'll try to correct or update this recording and to make it better. But I'll do my best here. The first of the four cases is talking about felt. Now, you might have wondered, how could you make textile that would be not combed and spun together? And the answer is, felting is basically taking those small fibers, you do card them together, you kind of comb them together, but you don't actually ever do any of the spinning. You don't spin it into threads. It just clumps together. So you take a lot of individual fibers. For it to be the shanis midrabban of our case, of our mission, you take lots of wool fibers and perhaps some linen fibers, and you kind of, let's say with hot water and heat, to rub them together, and they sort of clump and mat together, kind of like matted hair, or actually literally matted hair. But they clump together and connect and intertwine on a microscopic level, making felt, like a felt hat or whatever, a felt blanket, etc. You can have felt shoes and so on. So here the Mishnah says that if you have such a felt garment, it's asur at least midrabbanan, because while it doesn't have the spinning part and the weaving part, it does at least have the combing part of combining wool linen fibers together with combing, and that's enough to make it asur midrabbanan. The Mishnah says inside, levadim, when it comes to felts, textiles made of felt, asurim, they are forbidden, at least midrabbanan, b'pnei shehem shuim, because at least they are. Remember, shua meant literally to smooth, but it, in this context, means combed. Since they're combed together, you take those two carding combs and comb together wool, linen, threads. That's enough that the resulting combination of wool and linen in the felt would be asur midrabbanan to wear. The second case, we'll also understand is an asur midrabbanan. Here we have a garment which is made, let's say, of linen. But what they used to do is at the edge of the linen garment, to stop it from like unraveling, they'd put a few rows of like threads around the edge. I'm not exactly sure what this looks like, because it's definitely woven in there. It's somehow inserted in there. I'm not exactly sure. Maybe it's like tacking, like when you buy a new suit, sometimes off the rack, you'll see like there's like a yellow thread tacked in, on the shoulders, whatever it is. Maybe something like that. I don't know exactly, to be honest. But I'll read you the words, and I'll read you the bartender's words exactly, so you can understand as best as I can understand. And if you have a better explanation, let me know. It says piv. Now, piv means like a mouth, a lip, an edge. Shel tzemer, that's made of wool. Bishel pishtin, that's combined with linen, meaning a linen garment. Asur, that's forbidden. We'll understand midrabbanan. Mitnei shehem chozrim ka'arig. Because... hard to translate exactly here. Chozrim, they go back or go around ka'arig, like a weave. Now, the Bartanura's pshat, the Bartanura's girsa, doesn't have ka'arig, but la'arig, to the weave. But in any case, I'll read his words exactly. No, that's the best I can do, and you'll help me if you can. He says, pivshel tzemer bishel pishtam. If you have a lip, an edge of wool in a linen garment, ha'organ, when it comes to weavers, achashe mashlimin ha'begin, when they finish weaving the garment, ragilim la'asos al sfaso, they were accustomed to put on its edge shalosh ba'ar b'chutin, three or four strings of that are thick, kadeshius kaim habeged, to keep the garment intact. V'hu kari piv, and that is called piv. Vim habeged shal pishtim, and if the garment proper is made out of linen, aslo asos piv shal tzemer, you're not allowed to make a piv made out of wool. Why? Mipnesha chozrin la'arig. So that's a different gears than us, but he gives perish acher, a second shot, which is aligned with ka'arig like ours, because it's Domin la'arig, la'arig. It's very similar to weaving. Okay, so I can't tell you more than that exactly, I'm sorry to say. A third case, also I'm not exactly sure what's going on over here, and there's different shots when they're shown them, but I'll do my best. It says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Meshichos shel argamon. If you have belts made of argamon, argamon is purple dyed wool, Asuras mepnei shehen molel ad shelo kosher. They're forbidden because they would do molel on, they would be molel them prior to tying them. So the case here is, again, you have a linen garment, and the thought is that you may not use, as Rabbi Yossi, a sash, like a cinch, a belt around that. Think of like a, you know, like a, the kind of thing you'd wear at a, you know, like a hotel bathrobe kind of thing, made of linen, but the belt that goes around it is made out of wool, purple wool. So we're saying one can't do that. It's a, not clear at all if this is derisa derabanan. I'll explain in a minute, but let's assume derabanan for argument's sake. Here, you can't do that because it would, before they would cinch around the waist with, you know, set up the cinch around the waist for the belt, they would first be molel it. Now, and that malila, that attachment as malila is not full regular kind of weaving together. Some kind of temporary attachment. Also, maybe some kind of tacking or basting, not clear to me. I'll give you the words in the bartender exactly, and you can, that's the best I can do. Mipneishahu molel achlo kosher, because they'd be molel this woolen sash or belt prior to its tying and cinching around. Shardarkan, because the way it was that they typically did it, lechaber b'malila, they would attach the belt by way of malila of the hachagur, of the, like some sort of temporary attachment of the belt, shel tzemer, that's made out of wool, imachaluk shel pishtan, upon or with the robe of linen, kodem shiikshur bat mastav, prior to properly fastening it like together. So again, not perfectly clear to me, I'm sorry, but it's some kind of temporary attachment of this belt, which constitutes lechora a derabanan kind of, it's not a permanent attachment, therefore it's only derabanan, but enough to forbid because of shatnasi of wool linen being attached temporarily together in some sort of non proper, full-blown, woven way. And finally, lo yikshor seret shel tzemer b'shel pishtan. You can't tie a strip of wool together with linen, lach bor bo es masnav, to use the belt to tie around your waist, afapi shiritsu b'emtza, even though there's a leather strap in the middle. So the thought is here, just here's the picture. Let's say you have, imagine a good old-fashioned leather belt, but then on either side of that leather belt, you have on one side woolen strand and one side linen strands. So when you're going to fasten that belt together, instead of a buckle, you're going to tie those together. So here you're tying wool and linen together. It's a temporary attachment. They're not woven together, but they're sort of tied together. And since you're tying wool and linen together, excuse me, that is at least rabbinically enough to be considered like shanas because the fibers are being combined, but not midoraisa, it would seem, because they're not really woven together. They're just tied temporarily. So just speak it out. If you would, and the bartender does, if you would have a garment that had wool and linen in it, let's say, for example, you had a leather belt which had like a alternating sections of linen and wool, provided that between each section there was leather, that's not a problem. So to have wool and linen in a garment together when the wool and linen aren't woven together, that's not a problem per se. It's just when the wool and linen themselves are interwoven. So here we're saying at least with Rabban, if you're tying them like in a knot as to cinch a belt, maybe temporary, but that's enough to be usur mid Rabbanan because of shatness. Again, one more time, I say if you have any ha'aras into explaining how this shatam of these Mishnah is better, please do let me know.